So I hope that these four points will help us know this how to relate to you. So we begin with the first point, the next slide. Next, the first point, the first wisdom. The first wisdom is dependent on him in verse 1 to 2. And we should read verse 1 to 2, especially in verse 2. You can see that God ordered them to wait 3 days. Okay? And you know the background. The background is that the second generation of the people comes down. Okay? It's right before the exodus. So they are waiting for this and they were. So if they cross the river, they will come in to the common plan. So when they apply, they exist to the common plan, but God tell them to wait for 3 days before they go in. And I was really interested about this situation because I was thinking, if I were there, if you were there, I'm thinking, can you wait for 3 days to come to the common plan? And I'm thinking about life children here, about the Christmas gift. When you see the Christmas tree, do this Christmas, you see the Christmas tree, and you have the Christmas gift from the pattern, from the common plan tree. Okay? Because we just find to know to open the gate, to be touching it, to be shaking it, and to almost open the wrapping gate to receive the Father, the Father, to come back home. Okay? So I'm thinking maybe we will have this desire to know the good. And I'm just thinking about maybe for the Jewish people that go waiting for 3 days, they're trying to come in to the promised land. And I was thinking that why God wants them to wait for 3 days? Why wants them to go in to the promised land? To just follow the ark. To follow the ark and go into the promised land. And I believe that to wait for 3 days is the way of God to teach them to be dependent on Him. And that is the key to follow, to take the big step, to unlock the pattern for God. That is the key to dependent on Him. Because, and to think that to cross the river is a key of faith. To cross the river is not that far. I will explain to you. So, next slide. Okay, I know that you are very kind of speaking to that. But you can see the two ways, okay? And then the gift to make is the Jordan River. And if you look at the Jordan River, you can see that the river from all of the river is only 140 miles. It's only 140 miles. Okay? If I want to cross the river, okay, God says you cannot cross. I can't understand. But it's okay, that's what I've learned. And I have 3 days, 1.4 days to ride the gate almost 50 miles in the road. Is that all? 50 miles? I don't think so. So I'm thinking, if I have the new people, okay, I can cross. But that's the mistake that I can go around. So I can go around because I'm dying to see the end, the contrast. Okay? And then I think that if you cross the river, it's not a peak, it's just a river. Okay? And if you look at the information about the river, it's only 56 yards deep river. Even then the first teaching river is a hard part. The shape is the first, but it's only 2 to 6 yards deep river. And you can find around 50 places in the river. And you can find 4 rivers. You can find there's anyone making effort there to fall for it. So what's all going to do for it? Not to go for it?
Something.
Okay? I think we're going to go. And we can jump over to the other side. So you're not crossing. You're not sitting on the vision. You can't understand that. So, I was thinking that there's so many ways to cross the river. So one way to take. Oh my God, if I can do that, I can manage that. I have ability to do that. But just say, wait for reason. And I think that is the lesson we need to learn. That in Florida, we need to depend on it. Because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that we will do by our ability. When power comes, then we depend on it. So for me, the first point, depend on it. The first point, I need to love more to be practical. I think of my movement. And usually, like that, depending, you have some camera, you have owner, etc., and you have co-worker. unsure about situation. But God called me again and again and again. So in the end, God gave him Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. But you have not passed this way before. And then you understand why God called me to do it. Because, yes, that is correct. You never did it before. You are scared. You are learning. That's correct. Because God is leading me to a new way, to a way that I've never been before. So that is also a message of today. When we receive God's calling, unlocking the heaven for God, show God will lead you to an unknown way, a way that you have never been before. And that is scary. Because you've never been before, and the only thing you can do is depend on Him. Follow Him. Follow your heart. So that is the wisdom we need to do. So, my three, my four. God commands you to step out. So this is a long passage. So if you summarize that, God is telling Joshua what to do, prepare for crossing the river. So gather all the people, and all the people have spoken their part, and the priest will go first, and they explain to him that when they have trouble, when they are in front of them, then God will lead them to that they will conquer the unbelievable people. So they promise them will be with them. And then also in the end, God told Joshua that they need to cross the river, and it will be a miracle because God cut off the water, cut off the river, so they can just walk through the river. So that is the content of this point from the verse 5 to 13. And when I meditate in this part from the verse, I'm just thinking about what kind of wisdom can we get from the priest, from verse 5 to 13. And I think that God wants to show to us most usually than He calls us. When He calls us, He only shows us the first step. He only shows us the first step how we should go, how we should do. He will not give us the whole picture, the whole setting. Okay? You only say to us, go. And then you go to this direction. But seldom God will give you the whole picture. What you can do next, A, B, 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 E. Like with the river and Joshua, the only thing concrete he knows is crossing the river, that it will be a miracle. After that, you don't know. So imagine you're leading up thousands of people. And you say to them, okay, cross the river, it'll be a miracle. And then people will ask, what should we do next? What should we do next? How can we conquer our people? And then Joshua will give them, I don't know. Because we will give the instruction later. So that is something we can find a lot of similar things in our context. We only need 1 to 2 steps forward. And then we have to wait. We have to be dependent on Him. And I would like to share with you my own experience. And like has been said, I have been a pastor for Chinese church in Sweden for almost 10 years. And during this year, I have been struggled a lot. How do I do the ministry for the second generation? And especially when I have the sabbatical for 6 months. The main pressure I have during my sabbatical is thinking about, should I go? Should I continue that? What can I do? It seems that we just going around and we don't know what we are doing. So I'm asking God, show me God, help me confirm, renew my calling. And I struggle because should I focus on second generation or should I change to work for the first generation? And I give thanks to God that after this day from, He renewed my calling. And He wants me to stay in the same position and really work hard to find the dialogue second generation of the Chinese person in Scandinavia. Because otherwise, if we do not develop the second generation, the result will be the Chinese child will die out. Because all the young people live in China. So he wants me to stay. So, the first step he wants me to do is to have training for the young people, for the young women. So I believe that God has had enough for us. And to us. So we have 3 years of cooperation. So Pastor helped us to help us to set up the training. So after the 3 years of we have a better foundation to design, to develop a good training program for second generation leaders. And the company is what will happen next. Because we train all leaders and all their second generation leaders to change this before, to be careful for God's church people. So, just they come to the conference, they come to the training, and it's 3 years. But, what will happen when they have trained all the churches, all the leaders? Because, nobody loves, nobody people. Okay, so in the end, you are treating their family, but no new people, no new co-workers. So, after the sabbatical, when I go back to the church will ask me, what is the next study doing? I don't know. We will see. What I know is, we need to put time for the training. But the next step, how to evangelize in the local church? We still need to pray. And this is with the struggle. But this is difficult. This is the way of God to help us to show that He only gave us the first and the second step. And then we will know that the wisdom. But what God is telling me is you need to continue to work for the second generation. Because before I'm thinking to be a Chinese Christian in Sweden, in Scandinavia, it's limited. Because we are confused. It's not possible. It's what you have. You will ask English people or just no Chinese. So what can we do? I felt so limited before. But after God has renewed my calling, I have a new feeling that it's not a limitation. It's a possibility. Because as a Chinese, we have two cultures inside of us. We have the Swedish one, then we have the Chinese one. And it is a possibility, a special foundation that we can understand other culture, that we can understand we can do better in evangelization to other people, because we understand different culture. So God has this understand this one. And but I know exactly what to do next step. So this is the way God is helping us to grow. So number three, God sent us to set up a judiciary, one trial, one trap. So this is number three. So number four. God has an opportunity to demonstrate His power. So when you read verse 14 and 17, you can see the miracle. You can see that the tree have the heart, and then they step down, God cut off the river, the water, so the whole nation, all the people can go over. And that is something really good. That is just a miracle, it's a blessing, and it's a sign for people. And that is something really important, that the people, especially Joshua, can have this experience. And especially if you read chapter 4, God is telling us that you need to have a faith part of this occasion, of this miracle. That you need to remember that what God has done to you. That you need to have a memory, memorial. And you need to remember what in that day in the Jordan River. Why? Why that? Why do they need to remember God? Because it would be time for sorrow. Because it would be time in God, that they would be unsure, and they would be able so that they don't see God's feelings. So number four, the banner system that was given to us from chapter 3 in Joshua, that we need to have a faith of, that we need to see that God gave us the sign that we can continue following His calling. But usually, God will not remove the struggle. God will not remove the struggle because the struggle has us to go. But do not forget the faith of. Do not forget that the miracle, the sign God has given you or God has given you, because that will help us to continue to follow the following and unlock the talent. So one example, one testimony I learned about it is how our faith of remembering God's calling. It's a pastor, and the pastor is have a daughter, and the daughter is have a handicap. So the father, the pastor, had to help him almost everything. And one morning, the pastor needed to give his daughter lessons and milk. But in that morning, the pastor was really, really heavy. And because he's really unsure about his ministry, about life, almost about everything. So he prayed and prayed and prayed for God's guidance, for God's help. So after the prayer time, he went to the kitchen to help his daughter with the medicine and milk. And usually, because of her handicap, he would push everything to come close to her. He would push everything. So if he give her a milk, he would push. So then this was cut out, and you need to clean the kitchen. Okay? So usually, the pastor's father will help her to take the medicine and put her milk. And it will need quite a lot of energy to do that. But because of that morning, we were not dog in this water. So he just put the milk and the medicine in front of her because he just won't have the energy to take care of the daughter. And he just think that hopefully she will be good, so she will help herself. And then he went back to the room and continued to pray. Pray for God for guidance, pray for God for help. But after the prayer time, he went back to the kitchen. What he saw is the milk is empty. The glass is not broken. And the milk is taken by himself. And that is the sign of me that God is still there. God is still a living God, and God is still there. God has called him to go further, given the struggle, given the awful things to do. It also may be that he doesn't understand, but God is not mine, that he's still there. And he's still the living God. And I think this is the last, the fourth system we can learn from Joshua 4. That would be a miracle. God would be a sign to help us to continue to follow Him. But He will not remove the struggle. He will not remove the struggle. But He will give us different signs, different miracles to help us understand that He is living God and we need to follow Him. So I have explained chapter 3 and go through this 4 points. And I hope that God, and I believe that God is prompting us to unlock the talent. And I don't believe that God today wants to save us. And especially to those people who feel that they have been called to God for a long time, but they are not sure. So God today gives us Joshua 3 to help us to cross the river, to take the faith step. And the 4 points that the four system he gives us is number one, depend on him.
Number two, give them long, give them long the way before. And number three, that he gives you a satisfied death. And number four, that he will give you a miracle. He will give you a sign to help you to continue. So, think of your prayer. God, we come to you and thank you again for this moment and for the Bible and for the wisdom from your gospel. And I believe that today, during this conference, you are calling these people to unlock the talent for your kingdom. And we know that the unlocking our talent is not that you can do that, because it's a whole thing you struggle. And we implant that we hear this Bible, this chapter today, how to cross the river, and how to take the faith step. So that I pray for all the people here that they feel that God is calling them, but they are not sure. And I pray that Joshua 3, chapter 3, will help them to take the faith step, to follow you. Because what you have done,